Welcome to the Jesus Reveal podcast. My name is Zinhle Mncube, and this podcast series is all about walking the 40 days and really just looking at the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. We take you all the way from the beginning of his life to the resurrection as well. And we are in day 18, and day 18 is really just centered around Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And today I'm joined by Pastor Silva Durman. Pastor Silva, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you for listening and thank you for watching us tonight.
Great. And today's podcast is going to focus on the Good Shepherd. And our scripture reference there is the book of John chapter 10 from verse 1 to 21. Now, Pastor Silva, I understand that we start from verse 11, where Jesus now says, "I am the Good Shepherd." Now, I just want to understand, why would Jesus then present himself as that?
Firstly, it's actually starts in chapter 9.
Yeah.
So Jesus heals the blind man, and that's where the confrontation takes place, because they want to know from him what actually transpires and who is the person that healed you. So he says to them that, "I don't know. All I know that I was blind and now I am healed."
Yeah.
So they confront him and they want to get some answers. And then Jesus comes and he meets them. And we see that the beggar is there. Jesus is there. He's confronted by the leaders, the teachers, and the teachers of Israel. The blind man is still there. The disciples are there. The crowds are there. The Pharisees, the scribes, and the leaders are there. So Jesus then presents to him and he says, "I am the Good Shepherd." So you know, and I know that Jesus always speaks in parables. So they could not understand what Jesus was saying.
Yeah.
The Good Shepherd is a person that lays down his life for his sheep. The shepherds are absolutely responsible for the sheep. Okay, in the Old Testament, anything that happens to the sheep, the shepherd had to give his answer. So in this case, Jesus says that, "I am the Good Shepherd," and we know that he laid down his life for us.
Yeah.
David tells Saul how he was keeping his father's sheep. And at the same time, he said, "I fought a lion, I fought a bear," and we know that shepherding is a very risky job.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just with that example in referencing David, in when he spoke to Saul, as you said, he says he fought against a lion, he fought against a bear. And that ties back into the shepherd giving his life for his sheep, because those are seriously life-threatening situations, not just for the sheep, but also then for the shepherd, and the shepherd almost presenting his life to safeguard the sheep. Right. And it also then, in a sense, looks at the line of Jesus and him from David all the way through to him, or that line of, I guess, good shepherds. Because in this passage, Jesus talks about the hired hands who would run away. But he's the actual true shepherd that will, in the same line as David, put himself at risk.
Amen.
Like David. Now, Pastor Silva, I know you touched on this, but I think it would be very important for us to maybe go another layer around what are those characteristics of a good shepherd that we see in Jesus.
A good shepherd, the characteristic of the good shepherd, the first thing, who is the good shepherd? A good shepherd dies for his sheep. Secondly, he loves the sheep. A good shepherd calls the sheep by their name. The good shepherd is the doorkeeper. The shepherd leads and protects his sheep. He knows his sheep, and the sheep knows his voice.
Yeah.
A good shepherd unites his sheep. We see that the Jews and the Gentiles, God worked through Abraham to bring honor in the holy nation. But Jesus comes to Israel to bring salvation to the nation.
Wow. Wow, that's really, really powerful. So again, the theme then of those elements of a good shepherd around the caring, the nurturing, the feeding, and even then when you look at the sacrificing of one's life for the sheep, we see that. So in a sense, when Jesus came down as a shepherd, he came down wanting to nurture, but also knowing the danger that awaits the people. And exactly. With his life, he gives his life and lays it down for his sheep.
Correct.
That's really powerful, Pastor Silva. And then when we then look at what it means then to be a shepherd, and we've spoken about the good shepherd and what those characteristics are. The life then of a shepherd, what does that then look like, Pastor Silva? And what goes behind being a shepherd and what that life entails?
We start off by reading John 10, verse 11. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Shepherds are absolutely responsible for their sheep.
Mm.
In the Old Testament, anything that happened to the sheep, he had to produce proof that it has something happened to him. So he had to have some evidence that he needed to show.
Yes, yes.
That something happened to the sheep. Okay? And then we take it to Jesus died for his sheep. This is why Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Who is the good one that lays down his life? John 10, verse 18 says, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down. I lay it down in my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it again. It is a voluntary debt.
Yeah.
Jesus' debt is something more than that. He gave up his soul, his whole person. Jesus did not just feel the pain of the nails, the torn, the scarring of his body. Jesus' whole soul was tortured with sin, bearing anguish and suffering. He felt it even in every part of his being. Why did Jesus do this? We see that and we read that in 2 Corinthians. God made him who had no sin to become sin for us.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Silva. And sure, and what a blessing it has been in Jesus then revealing and us even seeing him even as a good shepherd in our lives today. And Pastor Silva, when we look at shepherds and shepherding, obviously in the present day we do have shepherds and you yourself are one as well.
Right, yes.
And when you look at Jesus's life, and how he, I guess, first taught and modeled the life of a shepherd. You then, as a shepherd, what are you picking up from Jesus that you are applying in your daily walk of shepherding?
I think the first characteristic that we learned from Jesus is that he showed love.
Yeah.
If he did not love the blind man, he would not go that step to give him sight.
Yeah.
And so we learned that. And the next thing that we learn from a good shepherd, he takes care of the sheep.
Mm.
In other words, your pastoring, your caring, your pastoral's role that you play, it is an important aspect of caring for the sheep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? So he says, Jesus says that, I am the gatekeeper, I am the door. So in other words, we have to go through Jesus. And if we go through Jesus, through this gatekeeper, we're generally going to have the same expression of love that Jesus had.
Wow.
Because if he laid down his life for you and I,
yeah,
then in the same way in my pastoral call, I've got to lay down my life for those that I'm caring for,
yeah,
which
yeah
are the sheep.
Yes. Yeah.
You see? So whether, what circumstances I am placed up, If I get a call from one of our partners, okay, that needs help, that means I have to lay down my life, lay down what I'm doing to be able to take care of that need.
Sure, Pastor Silva, that's truly, truly powerful. And I think it's that life of sacrifice, but from what I'm picking up, we're doing it in a loving manner. You are sacrificing yourself lovingly and willingly, like Christ.
Exactly. Yeah. You see, you have to love. If you do not love, and that's what Jesus says, if you do not love, and that's what he said in Corinthians, God made him who had no sin to become sin for us. So in the same way, we need to understand that Jesus Christ took the step. And if he took the step of caring for the sheep, and when he spoke to them and he said to them, he says in John 10, "Verily, verily, I tell you," he's speaking to the Pharisees here now. So they could not understand what Jesus was saying. And then he speaks to them the second time. He says to them in verse 7, "Verily, verily, I tell you, I am the gate of the sheep, and all who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep, they have to listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved." So if I have entered through Jesus Christ and I have the saved one, then I have to express the same kind of love that Jesus did.
Amen for that, Pastor Silva, because it's really something that we all, as believers, whether you have that pastoral calling or not, it almost seems like we are all responsible for each other and really looking out for the care of one another and even loving one another in really laying down our lives for each other even. Correct. Yeah,
that's what it is all about. Yeah. We have to lay down our life. If Jesus says his whole body felt the torture. Mm. Not only did he feel it on his hands, the nails, the crown, but he says his total body, his total being was tortured.
Amen.
So can you imagine, just think for a moment, what our Lord Jesus Christ did, the ultimate price that he paid is a good shepherd for us.
Yeah.
And therefore he calls us now to become the good shepherd of the sheep.
Yeah. And to what you're saying, we're able to do that because we have gone through the door.
We have
been equipped to be able to love in the same way that he has loved us.
Correct.
Pastor Silva, thank you so much
for
this time. It truly was a blessing. And I pray that it has been a blessing to everyone then that was listening. It is day 18. If you like what you've heard, if this has been a blessing to you, I encourage you to like it on all our pages. On YouTube, look for Salem Word of Truth Brakpan. On the podcast channels, you'll find us on Spotify as well as on Apple. It's called Jesus Revealed. And you can find us there, and you can like us. You can listen to all 18 episodes thus far. Be blessed.